Deuteronomy 33:13-17. And of Joseph he said, "Blessed of the Lord is his land, with the precious things of heaven, with the dew and the deep lying beneath, with the precious fruits of the sun, with the precious produce of the months, with the best things of the ancient mountains, with the precious things of the everlasting hills, with the precious things of the earth and its fullness, and the favor of him who dwelt in the bush. Let the blessing come on the head of Joseph and on the crown of the head of him who was separate from his brothers. His glory is like a firstborn bull, and his horns like the horn of the wild ox. Together with them he shall push the peoples to the end of the earth. They are the 10,000s of Ephraim, and they are the thousands of Manasseh." We will pay attention, Apostle Arkady writes, to the reward that is contained in the birthright of Christ, presented to us in the name Joseph, and is our inheritance in Jesus Christ. And of course, the question today, the service of tithes and offerings. The word tithe is the holiness of the Lord, separated for God. And also, the firstborn, the birthright, or the best one. And as we could see, talking about the birthright of Christ, that Apostle Arkady is showing us here in the name of Joseph, he's explaining how we can honor God for real and not just honor him, but be able to inherit with him as well. And we can receive this birthright by an inheritance or inheritance that is given to us, and this needs to be confirmed. And so the Lord takes us out of the house of captivity, and he brings us in to freedom, and he makes us first, and gives us his birthright. If you remember, in Egypt, he had commanded that all of the Egyptian, the firstborn, would be killed, and that included animals. And to the Israelite nation, he commanded that all of the firstborn, both man and beast, needs to be dedicated to God. When a Jew, for example, had a donkey was born, a baby was born. This was dedicated to God. And when this was dedicated to God, they also added a 20% increase to in offerings on top of that. That was something that they were doing as well. And so, for example, a donkey who is an unclean animal, as an unclean animal, we need to make it holy and sanctify it symbolically, our body as a donkey. And in this way, receiving this birthright, we then are cleansed and become clean before the eyes of God. And so, again, the requirement at the time was if you brought a donkey to the Lord, then you also need to bring 20%, financially bring 20% in the equivalent of money you have to bring to God as well. And so they, as we know, as a command of God, that he didn't want to take all 12 tribes. He commanded that one of the tribes, and in the form of the one tribe, the Levites, he considered them that birthright, the firstborn. They symbolized this. And so they were as if this donkey was then replaced with a lamb. In this case, this was symbolic at the time as well. Every firstborn or that had the birthright, needed to be dedicated to God, and ultimately, everyone needed to identify this firstborn within the household. And so in the case of us, we are then from the donkey, we are then changed or exchanged for the lamb as Jesus Christ. And we, not being the firstborn, then inherit this birthright of being firstborn in Jesus Christ. For example, we can't go and buy something that doesn't belong to us. We can buy it from the person who owns it, and it becomes then our own. Recently, and they've come a lot more frequently before, we had Jehovah Witnesses come to our door. And I asked them, are you Jews? They said, no. And they say, no, we're Americans, but we come from, you know, one came from Germany, one came from somewhere else, or their families did. And so I tell them, if you're a Christian or you call yourself a Christian, you need to also consider yourself a Jew in this case. And so they come and they try to use the name Jehovah, but they use it illegitimately. They don't use it correctly. And I put them in their place and I told them that they don't have the right to do this. And they typically would either run away or leave. And that's because I would tell them that they don't have the legal right to say the things that they're saying. And so after all these conversations, these kinds of conversations I had with them, these people have not been returning to my house. And so the image of the precious things of heaven, the image of the dew, the image of the deep lying beneath, the image of the precious fruits of the sun, the image of the precious produce of the months, the image of the best things of the ancient mountains, the image of the precious things of the everlasting hills, the image of the precious things of the earth and its fullness, the image of the blessings given in the bush. We will look at the third today, and that is the image of the deep lying beneath. This is the reward belonging to Christ contained in the name Joseph, placed upon our account in Jesus Christ. The image of the deep lying beneath. This is our inheritance. And so we can't purchase it outright. We have to buy it out. And so when you acknowledge a person that is placed over you by God, you then are able to take for yourself this birthright, even though we were not firstborn, but in Jesus Christ we're firstborn. We obtain this birthright in Jesus Christ, and we then inherit it by right in this way, because we submit ourselves to the order of God, and we pay the appropriate price so that this becomes ours as well. The image of the deep lying beneath. The word deep means the entire realm, which possesses a depth that has no limits. This actually reflects and identifies the immeasurable and non-exhaustive consistency of the essence of the nature of God himself, as well as men who are created by him and angels. And to identify the image of the deep lying beneath, we note that this is the nature of God himself and the created by him angels and men. And to identify the image of the deep lying beneath, called to build our relationship with God, which represents the depths that is outstretched above the heavens. The devil also possesses a depth as well, and all of his, those who serve him also contain these depths, but there are very different types of depths. To identify this image of the deep lying beneath, we will read this place of Scripture. Psalm 85:10-13. The Scriptures say, mercy and truth have met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed. Truth shall spring out of the earth, and righteousness shall look down from heaven. Yes, the Lord will give what is good, and our land will yield its increase. Righteousness will go before him, and shall make its footsteps our path, our pathways. Our earth is the symbol of the soil of our heart. And so our earth shall produce its fruit. Our earth, the soil of our symbolizing again the soil of our heart, and furthermore our deep, we conclude that it is referring to such gifts of the deep which identify the truth that springs out of the soil of our heart, born from the seed of the word of truth, called to grow the fruits of truth. According to this, we conclude that our relationship with God is called to be built upon having the truth and mercy come together, which also implies that we have the conditions of them meeting together. The truth that is in our heart and the mercy that comes from heaven, we need our truth to spring from the earth of our heart and mercy to come down from heaven. The truth that springs from the earth, what does this mean? This is the truth that will grow from the earth. This is truth that will give its shoots. This is the truth that will do the work in the heart in accordance to that, to the essence of the truth that's there. This truth will grow hair upon the head and beard. To grow hair upon the head is to acknowledge the status of the delegated authority of God in the church. And the hair that's the facial hair is that I'm ready to receive correction. And so there's a tradition in the ancient times when he was corrected or a gentleman was corrected, they would take him by the beard and they would hold him by the beard and he would be then corrected. When there's hair upon the head, again, we acknowledge God's authority over ourselves, and our beard is, or that we grow a beard on our chin, is that we acknowledge or that we are ready to receive correction. And so if we have all of this, this means that mercy shall come down from the heavens or look down from the heavens. That means it will show its favor to you. It will look upon the awe of the in awe of the truth that is in your heart. And so it will also be looking upon this truth that is in your heart and will boast about the truth that's coming out of your heart. We need to consider that God will turn his favor in the form of his mercy that is converted into righteousness upon the truth that is springing up from the earth only when this truth comes to meet his mercy or comes to greet this mercy. He will turn his mercy upon us when the truth in our heart is converted into peace and comes to greet God's mercy that will be converted into righteousness. In other words, the meeting of God's mercy with our truth, God will then be able to demonstrate his justice, his righteousness over all who disobey or who are not obedient to the gospel of the kingdom, especially with those who abandon their birthright and those who also sin. This includes angels that had fallen. We see how the truth comes together with God's mercy. As we know in Scripture, it says that it's not by the law, but by the righteousness of faith that Abraham received his salvation. And if we sum all of this up, we have more of it to go through here, but we will not do that today. To be able to sum all of this up, and this is from our brother Akadi, of course, that we're being taught all of this. We need to, in our heart, grow the truth into the fruits of righteousness. And why? Into the fruits of righteousness. Because when we grow the truth from the seed of justification into fruits of righteousness, this will give then God the ability to look down with his mercy upon us. And this will then allow him to, when we respond in turn with the truth that's in our heart, that springs from our heart, God will then be able to punish the wicked or those who disobey the truth. And for this person, when he will be looking down with his mercy upon the one who has truth springing from his heart, he will then show him his grace and will help him. And he will then punish those that have no faith in their heart. Because this will yield, this will produce this justice, and justice will do its work. And so the truth that springs out from our heart needs to produce fruits of righteousness, and it needs to grow into this fruit so that it can be a fruit of righteousness. And so right now we are going to sing a psalm, and we will thank him that we have the great privilege to have the truth in our heart, to receive this truth into our heart, so that we can allow this truth to produce fruits of righteousness. The fruit of righteousness is necessary so that we can say, Lord, show your mercy. We just sang the song, Lord, have mercy. And the Lord said, I will show mercy. But with this, I will also be clothed into justice at this time that will then punish those that are wicked or those who disobey his truth. Let us stand up and sing a psalm.
Золотого, лучше плода сердца.
I will happily remind us and repeat after our Pastor Arkady, before we pray and stretch out our hands, we demonstrate that we have the legitimate right to receive the blessing that is in Jesus Christ. Every time the nation of Israel honored God in their tithes, with their tithes and offerings, they were required as a command from Moses, which he received as a revelation from God, to stretch out his hands over their tithes and proclaim a great proclamation, which they continued to do for thousands of years, where the same Israel, connected to the same roots, nourished by the same olive tree, we will do the same thing. Please stretch out your hand over your tithes and pray together with me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I have separated my tithe from my house and have brought it into your temple so that you may have food within your house. I do not give in sorrow. I do not give in impurity. I do not give for the dead. I deeply believe in your unchanging word, and I am glad that I have the privilege to demonstrate my love and to acknowledge your authority. Now, according to your words, I pray, may your heavenly windows be open, and may your blessing come without end upon your redeemed nation in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. May you be blessed. Please be seated.